There's the last bit of our stuff. There. We are all unpacked, ready for a much-needed week of relaxation. Baby? Huh. Admiring the view, huh? Let me join you. Here, just gonna wrap my arms around you. Here we go. Hi, baby. Would you look at that? Just a blanket of white over everything. It's really something, huh? Oh, look. There's some people going up the ski lift. I guess they booked the night run, huh? God, I can't believe that's going to be us tomorrow morning. Hey, come on. No teasing. It's my first time ever skiing, and it's at the Swiss Alps, for Pete's sake. Of course I'm going to be nervous. Well, it's not my fault you have to beat me on all these amazing life experiences. You'll just have to help me catch up, then. No, but that is kind of why I wanted to take you on this trip in the first place. If I'm gonna try something for the first time in one of the most beautiful places on Earth, I want to do it with the most beautiful woman by my side, showing me all the ropes. In this cozy little chalet, with Daddy's arms wrapped around you, with that fire keeping us nice and toasty. Just the two of us. I've wanted this for so long, baby. This is perfect. Wow. Your stunning body. So pliant under my touch. So easy for me to just, slip my hands under your sweater and run them all over your soft skin. Oh, I love that tummy. And up towards these perfect tits. Oh, God. Filling my hands so fucking well. So sexy for daddy, baby. Listen to you. Those breathy little pants escaping your beautiful lips. You like this? You like me squeezing and massaging your gorgeous tits in my strong hands, my body pressed right up against yours. My voice so close to your ear. Rub your butt into me like that and I'll really show you just how much I love your body. Okay, you naughty thing. Oh. Get on the bed and let me take care of you. Lift your arms for me. Let's get this off you. Oh, and this pesky bra. Won't be needing that. Look at you. Oh, baby. Oh, these lovely tits. So pretty. Look at your nipples already so hard for me. know how hard it was not to just take you right there at check-in. With the way you bent over to tease me. So naughty. Oh, you were just stretching, were you? Yeah, right. Always such a tease. There we go. No. The panties are staying. You can't just put on this lacy thong I love so much and expect me to take it off right away. Hehe. Oh, God, you have no idea how sexy you are. I never get tired of looking at you. Holy shit. You're so fucking beautiful. Flip over for me, baby, onto your tummy. That's it. Good girl, good girl. Now. Just get some oil. The night I have planned for you, I'm gonna need you nice and relaxed. So, how does a massage sound? Yeah, I thought you'd like it. So just close your eyes and feel Daddy's warm hands work over your skin. Let my voice wash over you, sweet girl. There you go. Over these tense shoulders, holding all that stress in from working so hard. You always give your all into everything you do. It's one of the things I admire most about you. Just kneading them, loosening up all those muscles. Oh, that's a pretty moan, baby. You like that, hmm? Good, good. Just want to make you feel good. That's what this whole trip's about. Just feel my strong hands rub all that tension. Gorgeous arms, squeezing nice and firm against your skin. You're so much more relaxed already. So many cute little moans leaving your lips. I love it. Back up your shoulders, down this tense little back. Let me just work out all these knots. Get them nice and loose for you. I know the stress of the divorce has really been weighing on you these past few weeks, months even. Hey, look at me. Just for a second. I am so proud of you for getting through that. For fighting for everything you deserve. I'm so glad that you let me in, baby. So happy I could be there for you. Even if it was just at the very end of the process. You're such an amazing woman. And I'm so lucky. I'm always trying to show you that this is what you deserve. You deserve someone who appreciates you, who understands you, who can take care of you the way you need it. I'll treat you right, baby. I promise. Daddy will always do his best to make you feel loved. I can give you what you need. Look at that. Look at how much more relaxed you are now that I've rubbed all these knots out of your back. My pretty baby's so cute when she isn't so tense. Now, what are we gonna do about this butt, Teasing daddy all day, and even now, wiggling back and forth at me. You look so fucking sexy with that thong on. God. Calm down, baby. Let me do what I need to do. Good girl. Feel me massage and knead these cute round cheeks. Just rub over this hot ass with my fingers. You like that? That makes daddy so happy. Down your thighs. These luscious, beautiful thighs. You came into that coffee shop every morning in the shortest skirts, remember? Or the tightest jeans. And these fucking thighs just drove me crazy. And you were so beautiful. I almost couldn't work up the courage to ask you out until... well, until I noticed the tan line around your ring finger. Already starting to fade by the time I finally asked for your number. You looked at me like I was insane. Or like I should be chatting up one of the younger girls closer to my age. Truthfully, I didn't even notice him. All I could see was you. All I wanted was you. Thanks for taking a chance on me, baby. Daddy's so glad you did. I'll just rub this last little part of your feet, and that's your entire backside done. How do you feel now? Relaxed? That's good, baby. Flip back over for me. I'm gonna do your front next. Yeah, good girl. Always, always so good for me. Keep your hands above your head for me. There were several criteria Daddy had when choosing where we were going to stay. Beautiful views, obviously, because I know how much you like that. Had to be a small resort, so our chalet would be far away from anyone else's. Pretty isolated, nice, and private. So we could get up to all sorts of mischief. So I could make you scream all day and night, if I wanted to. But one of the most crucial points was the bed would need the right type of headboard so I could do this. How's that, baby? Too tight? No? Okay. I also brought along this nice silk necktie that you bought me. You like me gliding it over your skin? Just softly grazing your collarbones, the side of your neck. Do you trust me? Yeah? Do you remember your words? Repeat them to me. Good girl. Say them any time and daddy will stop right away, okay? Everything I'm doing is for you, baby girl. All that matters is that you feel good.